and New England, they had houses with a where they'd come out in a little place, and the wife facing the sea, and the wife would come out on the widow's walk looking for her lost husband.
Did they ever have any around in St. Augustine here in Chapman? No.
What?
Widow's walk?
Yes, they had a few. I saw a few, as I recall now, on St. Mark Avenue. I don't think any exist now. Maybe one or two in town, but there were a good many of them here.
Did you ever hear of a place, let's say if you had a two-story house, and it came directly out from the two-story house, you know? Like if you had a door and you could open it up and just walk right out on it?
Yeah. An upstairs porch, that's what we call it, upstairs porch.
Oh, can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Yeah, you have an upstairs porch and a downstairs porch.
If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone to do what with the door?
Close the door. Shut the door. Either one.
What would you call the boards on the outside of a house that overlap each other?
Headboards.
I see you have a few of them here.
That type of construction is called French lap? I don't know. I don't know what that, I forgot. But that's, many houses were built that way. That's built of 14-inch cypress, that house is. Very few houses are built of 14-inch cypress.
Yeah, it is.
This house was built of cypress. Oh.
Wow. Let's see. If you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a board somewhere, you would say, I took a hammer and I
drove a nail, or I drove a nail, that's certainly very expressive. I nailed it up.
Okay, and if you want to take that nail and it didn't get far enough in, you know, and you're hammering at it, and it got to be, and then you would say, you might say, it's got to be what further?
You mean you want to pull it out?
No, if it's not in further, and you have to do something to make it go in further.
Nail it tight. I've heard that expression many times, nail it tight.
What would you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry off water? You have a few
gutters.
What was that, Baker?
Gutter.
Oh. What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood and tools?
Tool shed. Wood shed. Either one.
What do you call...
We used to have an outhouse. When I was young.
That was my next question. That's great. Do you know any joking words you have for that?
Oh, many, but they're... repeating.
That's okay. It's quite all right.
Well, the main word outhouse is the main thing. And
if you had troubles and were telling me about them, you might say, well, blank troubles too.